This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these two guys is going to have a chance to win their very own video arcade game. You players ready?
Yep.
All set? All right, let's go. I think I'm in big trouble here today. You guys beat me down the hall by about 15, 20 yards. Welcome to Starcade. Nice to have the audience here in the studio and you at home. Let's meet our contestants right now. Your name is?
Scott Sinarger.
Scott, nice to know you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Pioneer High School, and I play soccer.
And you play soccer?
Yeah.
and you giggle a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole lot, right? Okay, Scott, nice to meet you. And and you are?
I'm Mark Cronin. I go to Pioneer High School. I wrestle for fun. And, I just do a lot of different extracurricular activities.
Now, I understand that you two guys, Scott and Mark, are good friends, huh?
Yeah.
Did you both try out for Starcade at the same time?
Yeah, we did.
Were you surprised we matched up against each other?
Yeah.
Is this going to destroy your friendship?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
well, for you guys, shake hands and get ready. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of them is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game, and it is Megazone today. Kevin's going to describe today's games. Kev?
Frogs, fish, unicorns. Jeff, the Starcade Video Menagerie is ready for action. In the first slot, Dig Dug, down with the best of them. Next, it's Mr. Dew's Castle, Royal Unicorns being real pain. Then it's Discs of Tron. And then in the fourth slot, Angler Dangler, where there's something fishy going on. And finally, Frogger. He's no prince, but he's hoppy. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them, as you know, is the mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin right now is going to whisper to the home audience. They'll find out what the mystery game is.
Our mystery game is Angler Dangler.
Okay, Scott and Mark, that's what they know, and for you to find out, I suppose. I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, and you pick our first game. Here we go. Hands on buzzers. How many different kinds of insects are there in millipede? A8, B7. Mark.
Seven.
No, you know what? There's eight because the millipede is an insect, too. Ho, ho, ho. So, Scott, by default, you get to pick the game. Which game do you want to start off with, Scott?
How about Dig Dug?
Dig Dug. Okay, Dig Dug is the game, and Kevin will tell us about it. Kev?
Well, Scott, you could have had a job in a nice, clean office, but no, you had to go underground, and now you're just a little bit blue from holding your breath, but you're dedicated, digging those tunnels, clearing out those monsters by dropping rocks, getting a bonus by having a veggie snack, pumping up those nasties, Puka and Figar, till they explode, or hitting the pump once or twice just to escape. This is one dirty job, Dig Dug, but you asked for it.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Scott, why'd you pick Dig Dug?
Just out of the blue.
Out of the blue, huh? You probably thought it was going to be the mystery game. Well, let me tell you a couple of things. You get extra points if you can pump up Figar horizontally rather than vertically. And in Dig Dug, it's a pretty good idea to stay up near the top, right near the end of the first screen, because that last monster will try to escape. You can cut him off there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Oh, doing fine. Look out. Got him. Aha, he got away from you. Twenty seconds. There you go. 15. Yeah, that one's escaping again. Did you get him? You got him. 4,120. Well played, Scott. Yeah, I think you picked a good game for yourself. Head on back. We'll see how your buddy Mark does. Now, Mark, you've known Scott for a couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How did he do in Dig Dug?
I don't know. What did he get?
I don't know. What did he get? I forget. 3,000 or something, wasn't it? Well, he got a good score.
All right.
So now how do you think he did?
Great.
Good. Okay. You'll have the same amount of... Don't ask me those questions. You'll have the same amount of time that he did. 50 seconds on Dig Dug. Turn around. Get ready to play. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Oops. Got it. Get that one escaping. 25 seconds. Look out. Oh, he got you. Right on the nose. Okay, Mark should put a couple of wrestling moves on the Figar there, I think. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of seconds to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Star K.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Megazone. Choose your path carefully through enemy territory to take the command tower. The challenges are many in Megazone, furnished by Interlogic. Back now to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Dig Dug is out of the way. Let's see how we did. Scott, you have a score of 4,120. Mark, you have 3,000. All right, that's Dig Dug. So, Scott, you're in the lead for sure, but, of course, there's still a game to be played in this round, and then the total points scored on both games is going to determine who gets to play the Name the Game board. Interesting, these guys being friends, you must both know which favorite games the other guy has, so your choice of games is pretty important. Here's a question. Hands on buzzers. If the predominant color of the web in Black Widow is blue, what other color is it? A, yellow, or B, green? Mark.
Green.
Green. No, you're wrong again, Mark. It's yellow, but your guesses are pretty good.
I'm guessing.
So, Scott, once again, you get a chance to pick the game. Mystery game is still up there. What are we going to play?
How about Angler Dangler?
Angler Dangler. Okay, that's a mystery game.
That's one I was going to do.
Well, Scott, you picked the mystery game. That means automatically you win a prize, and Kevin will tell us about it.
Scott, it's pack time. You've won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
Kind of interesting, Mark. Every time you answer a question, he gets something good.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
All right, Scott. The game is Angler Dangler. Kevin will tell us about that, and then we'll go play.
Scott, you're going fishing in Angler Dangler, and you can make the biggest catch by positioning yourself to throw your hook to the best spots, then reeling in your catch past hazardous rocks and snags. This is a wet one, but it could mean a good meal tonight if you hook some big ones in Angler Dangler.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Now, you picked Angler Dangler. Why'd you pick Angler Dangler? You and I are going to have to talk about your strategies, Scott. Let me tell you a little bit about Angler Dangler, and Mark, you want to listen too. On the left-hand side of the screen, when it starts off, you'll see two white boxes and a little line going up and down. When the line gets next to the box, that's when you cast, because that will put it out there where the bigger fish are. The yellow fish is the biggest fish. That counts the most points, okay? Now, on the right-hand side of the screen, there'll be like a temperature gauge. When that turns red, that means you have too much pressure on your line. You're liable to lose the fish. The other thing is, when you throw your bait out there, you can move it left or right or pull it in to try to get the big fish, okay? All right, wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds on Angler Dangler. Get ready, get set, play.
Scott,
Get that yellow one. Oh, you got a big one on the line. Hang on to it. Oh, lost it. Too bad. Here we go again. Got it. Oh, thought you had that big one. Nope. Smaller one, but that's some points. Reel them in. Look out. Oh, you lost it, Scott. Oh, you got one fish there. 800 points. Head on back. Here comes Mark. Now, Mark, he had a big fish on the line, and he lost it there, so you want to be careful of that. He has 800 points. You have a chance now to really catch up to him. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, 50 seconds is what you have for Angler Dangler. Get ready, get set, play. Looks like a good cast. Can you get that big one? You got him. Don't lose him. Watch the rock. Oh, no! Too much pressure on the line. Points, Mark. Head on back. You had a big one, too, but you lost him, and that's too bad. Well, head on back. We're going to add up the scores of both games. Both of you had a chance to play Dig Dug and Angler Dangler, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize because we'll total up the scores in both games, see who gets to play the name of the game board. Scott, you have 4,920. Mark, you have 3,900. Well, you caught up a little bit, but not enough. That means Scott gets to play the name of the game board. Come on down, Scott. Turn your back to the board there. We have behind you four video screens. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win some nice prizes, and Kevin will tell you about those.
Scott, for three correct answers, battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And if you get all four right, it's a White's Metal Detector, featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
All right, Scott, you all set?
Yeah.
Turn around, take a look up there at the board in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Space Duel or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
Asteroids is right. Number two, is that Mazer Blazer or Great Guns?
Mazer Blazer.
Mazer Blazer, that's two right. Number three, Turbo or Enduro?
Turbo.
Turbo is right. And number four, The Pit or Bagman?
Bagman.
No, it's not Bagman, it's The Pit, but you got three right out of four. That means you get yourself the Bionic Chair. Congratulations. Now we're going to take a break. Scott's ahead by about 1,000 points, but Mark is ready to catch up. We'll see if he can right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. This is the story behind the laser game Cube Quest, as told by the game itself.
Since 2007, the War of Six Planets, man has lived in peace. So man began to explore the limits of his universe. And it was out there, beyond the black holes, near the absolute edge of the possible, that the cube was found.
Time now for more Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, Scott and Mark, this is round number two. There's only about 1,000 points separating you two guys. We have one game left to play. This time you'll only get 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores, as you know, and the top score in all games is going to get a chance to win the video arcade game Megazone. So if you guys are ready... You all set, Mark?
Yep.
Okay, here's a question. How do you get from level 1 to level 2 on the game Popeye? A, punch out Bluto. B, catch 20 hearts. Scott, 20 hearts. Catch 20 hearts. Right you are. And that means Scott once again gets to choose the game, and let's watch and see what his strategy is this time. What are we going to play, Scott?
Mr. Dew's Castle.
Mr. Dew's Castle. Okay, let's ask Kevin about that. Kev?
And a doop doop dee doo, it's Mr. Dew, a busy little guy in a playful battle of wits with some rather unique unicorns. Dew hammers away at the blocks, dropping them one at a time on the unicorns, or dropping a whole lineup of them on a whole string of unicorns by hammering out two light plug blocks in a line. And for three keys, he can catch the cross and then catch the running letters for big points. You're in for an amazing adventure in Mr. Dew's Castle. Do it.
Okay, Scott, now, in the first game, you said you just picked it out of the blue. The second game, you weren't sure, but now with so much at stake, I know you have a strategy for Mr. Dew, right?
Right, I'm pretty good at this
what
one.
Oh, you're pretty good at this one. Okay. I think you also may have your buddy Mark over there in a point trap. I'll tell you, as you probably know, hit the skulls, and you can get all of them in a row, and, of course, if you can get the three keys, that'd be good. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Here he goes. Oh, gotcha. 25 seconds. On first goal, yep. Okay. Good play. Points. Okay, Scott, nicely played. Head on back. Here comes Mark. Well, Mark, I think you have your work cut out for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get a bunch of points, and I don't know how you're going to do it, but I hope that you have a way in mind.
Me too.
He's a Mr. Dew player, are you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I hope this is one of those times. Mark, you have 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Mark, you wiped him out of Mr. Dew. Whether it's enough, I don't know, but it's going to be close. Head on back. Nice play. Well, let's see what happened. We're going to add the scores up now, and the winner's going to get a shot at their own video arcade game, plus a really neat prize, and we'll find out where we are. Scott, you have a grand total of 5,620. Mark, you have 5,640. I think that's the closest it's ever been on Starcade. Scott, you picked Mr. Dew, and he whipped you at your own game there. But you know, when you went up there, Mark, I didn't think it was possible to beat that score and catch up. But you did really well. Congratulations. You're our winner today. Scott, as we know, you're a great player. Look at that score you got. We have some nice gifts for you for being
Thank
on Starcade. Nice to have had you here. And Mark, as our big winner, we have something special for you. Kevin.
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
Okay. You guys still have your friendship? Okay, in just a moment, Mark is going to go for his own video arcade game. Don't you miss that. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Mark, now the pressure's on a little bit. A chance for you to win your own video arcade game. We still have two games left unplayed, Discs of Tron and Frogger. During the commercial, we informed you that if you picked Discs of Tron, you'd have to score at least 4,082 points. If you picked Frogger, you'd have to score at least 2,000 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. Now, understand, you reached your decision and you picked what?
Frogger.
Frogger. Okay, that means if you score 2,000 points or more in 30 seconds, then you're going to win our grand prize today. It is Megazone. Okay? So while Kevin tells us about Frogger, Mark and I will go over and get ready to play the game.
Reeby. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm on the wrong side of the street and the wrong side of the river. What a perplexing situation. A frog shouldn't have to deal with this. But if I can just hop fast enough to get past those speeding humans who'd squish and run without batting an eye, then I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump across the river on the backs of the turtles and the logs to my own little pad. And maybe I might take a lady frog home with me. There's so many big decisions to be made when you're a frogger.
Now, can you stay awake for this?
I think so.
I understand you got up pretty early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
4 o'clock.
To do what?
Paper route.
In order to get here to Starcade, huh? 4 o'clock in the morning. I hope it was today's paper.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. You have to score 2,000 points or more in 30 seconds. Not easy on Frogger, but certainly it's not impossible because that's the average score of those 20 people. So we're going to wish you good luck. You do it, and you'll take home Megazone, okay? Good luck to you. Ready, get set, play. Way to go. 20 seconds. Play your time. Good. Well, 10 seconds. Can he do it? 9. Oh, no. Come on, Mark. So close, but unfortunately not there. But boy, you're a good champion. It's been nice having you and your buddy Scott on the show. Hope you had a good time. All right, we're going to take a break for a while until the next show, as a matter of fact. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye from Starcade.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.